Hey, this is your host signing in and welcome to the Aniket Mishra Show. So in this episode, we have a guest who is a podcaster, a host of Piyush Talk, the most gentle and a humble guy I have ever come across, the social media gangster and a well-known face to many of you. Piyush, we welcome you to our show.
Yeah, thank you very much for the warm introduction, Aniket. So it's a really honor to come on your show and add value. And thank you for considering me as your guest and inviting me for your guest. And I was just checking out your, I'm following you since I guess a week. And I was just checking out your stories and feed posts and IGTV videos every day. Whenever I open Instagram and your video is the first which pops up. Your video, Gary Vee's video, Digital Pratik's video, and many others. So you are doing really awesome job. First of all, congratulations on starting this podcast, and you're really doing killing it, man. Really, thanks for inviting me.
I'm just blown away. Like a person who is someone, you know, I'm just speechless about this. I'm really thankful for this thing. So whenever I start this podcast, I start with one simple question, and which takes a lot of time of my podcast, and that's what's your story, Piyush?
Exactly. So can you please repeat the question? Actually, I got a call, that's why I missed the question. Sorry.
So no problem. So I generally start a question which takes a lot of time of my podcast, and that's super valuable for my audience, and that's the ultimate goal of starting this podcast. The question is, what's your story, Piyush?
Story. Okay, that's a really good question. Actually, I will answer that. The story is had abhi tak bani nahi hai. It's in process, but I will tell you the story till now. Our story ban rahi hai. I will tell you the stories till now. What happened? So usually, till 12th standard, I was a nerd kind of a kid. I was a very introvert. You know, jo kisi se baat nahi karta. Is it fine? I can
keep
in both languages, English.
Yeah. Hindi, English, dono mila ke
bolenge.
Yeah, it's completely Indian audience hai to.
जब 12 तक था तो आई वॉज कम्प्लीटली शाय काइंड ऑफ गाय एंड इंट्रोवर्ट. आई वाज नेवर न्यू दैट कि मैं ऐसा भी कुछ करूंगा कि कुछ मुझे लोग शो पे बुलाएंगे. आई वॉज लाइक गाय, आई डोंट नो व्हाई आई वॉज लाइक दैट. जस्ट लाइक कि नो पार्टिसिपेंट्स इन एनी मीन्स किसी की चीज स्पोर्ट्स में पार्टिसिपेशन जीरो इन प्रोग्राम्स, यू नो दैट प्रोग्राम्स गैदरिंग्स इन कॉलेज एंड स्कूल गैदरिंग्स, यू नो zero participation of mine. So I was that kind of guy. I was a guy means, you know, paanch bachchon mein ek jisko bully karte hai. I was that kind of guy. You know, people used to tease me, and I was a little bit scared kind of guy that till 10th and 12th standard. Dheere dheere jab main college mein gaya, that's last story aapne dekhi bhi hogi ki I shared something regarding college
and how
college changed my life. Yeah. So 12th tak life was like this, 10th tak to full like this. No friends, nothing. I used to just, there were some 2 to 3 cousins in my class. So I used to chill with them only, and no friends, nothing. So life was totally alone, full of loneliness. ये वाली story शायद ही किसी के साथ share की होगी मैंने ऐसे show पे. मेरे close ones को ही पता है सब चीजें. So I'm sharing with you. Then 12th तक भी ऐसा चला. फिर then I got admission in BSc Computer Science. I was confused what to do. So I was 17 at that time. So first year गया, same, just like this, scared and fearless. फिर धीरे धीरे आई स्टार्टेड ओवरकमिंग दिस फियर. आई मेड फ्रेंड्स लाइक वन ऑफ माई फ्रेंड अरसलान सैयद. आई डोंट नो ही इज वॉचिंग और नॉट. आई विल सेंड हिम दिस वीडियो रिकॉर्डिंग आफ्टर दिस, प्लीज शेयर विद मी आफ्टर दैट. सो ही केम इन टू सेकेंड ईयर, वो मैं आया वो हमारे क्लास में. एंड देन उसने मुझे बताया कि दिस इज यू शुड टॉक टू पीपल, दिस इज द वे यू शुड कम्युनिकेट. आई सुपर स्केयर्ड, मेरे को पता ही नहीं था लोगों से बात कैसे करते. आज मैं बात कर रहा हूँ.
Hello.
Yeah. Can you? Hello. Sorry, I was getting a call.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know, I office में जब बीच में आ गया हूँ मैं आज. Leave लेके आ गया आपके लिए. Actually, मैं office करने नहीं है. 1 से 2 बजे जाते हैं काम करते करते. Because working in startup में वो बताऊँगा कहाँ काम करता हूँ, किसके साथ काम करता हूँ. I will tell you. I guess you know that. I don't know.
Yeah, I
so,
know it. Okay. My audience so, doesn't know it, but
I learned how to. Okay, I will reveal it later in the show also. On your show, I will reveal this officially. I haven't revealed it.
Okay. I know that.
So as it chalta raha, then kya hua? Then yeah. So I will let you know that also. Okay. So then second year mein kya hua? There's my friend called Tilak Sonu. So main chote town se belong karta tha, baad mein Nasik shift hua. तो हमने सोचा लेट्स डू अ स्टार्टअप. यू नो 2016-2015 में जब टीवीएफ पिक्चर्स आया था, आपको पता होगा टीवीएफ पिक्चर्स नाम से एक शो है, तब चलता रहा. देन आई वाज इनटू स्टार्टअप फील्ड. 2015-16 में स्टार्टअप वाज वेरी बूमिंग, लाइक एवरीबॉडी वाज टेलिंग दैट स्टार्टअप एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप, इट वाज काइंड ऑफ न्यू एंड काइंड ऑफ सब बूम था थोड़ा सा वो टाइम पे, स्टार्टअप फ्लिपकार्ट एंड ऑल दैट, और टीवीएफ पिक्चर्स ऐसे सीरीज भी आ रहे थे. एंड देन उससे आई थॉट कि लेट्स डू अ स्टार्टअप. मैंने और तिलक ने सोचा, सो वी लॉन्च्ड अ वेबसाइट कॉल्ड alabty.com. इट्स alabty.com. उसका फॉर्म है allaboutyouth.com. जस्ट लाइक दैट आई वाज 17 एट दैट टाइम, 17-18. सो वी लॉन्च्ड दैट वेबसाइट. सो इट वाज लाइक कि स्टार्टअप करना है. फिर वो चला नहीं. 15 डेज वी जस्ट लॉन्च्ड अ वेबसाइट एंड वी थॉट इट्स अ स्टार्टअप, बट इट वाज नॉट. वी वर जस्ट फूलिंग आवरसेल्फ. देन वी स्टार्टेड सेकंड वेबसाइट. मतलब शुरू करने से पहले खत्म कर दो, यू नो होता है काफी लोगों को. सो ऐसे चलता रहा. देन आई लॉन्च्ड अ वेबसाइट कॉल्ड 99planet.com. आई इन्वेस्टेड. वो टाइम पे क्या था, माय डैड यूज्ड टू हैव अ बिजनेस ऑफ होटल्स. ही यूज्ड टू ओन 2-3 होटल्स, बियर बार्स, यू नो. सो द फैमिली इनकम वाज गुड फाइनेंशियली. वी वर गुड मीडियम, मींस नॉट गुड नॉट बैड. सो इट वाज रियली गुड. सो आई वाज हैविंग सपोर्ट ऑफ फैमिली इन केस ऑफ मनी ऑल्सो. नॉट दैट सपोर्ट, मींस इतना भी ज्यादा नहीं. सो आई आस्क्ड माय डैड कि लेट्स बिल्ड दिस वेबसाइट फॉर माय टाउन. Let's start a e-commerce store in 2016, I said, man. So he said, yes, what's the investment? Then we invested 30,000 in website and application. The joki application launch in hua, jo agency ko maine hire kiya tha, it was, means they kind of fooled me. Website launch, then we invested 1 lakh in stocks. I was not knowing dropshipping and all that thing at that time. So as story chalti rahi, then what happened is, he suddenly, I was in third year then, finally at the college. Then I thought,
kaun se college padhe ho?
And I will just crush it. Ashoka, it's in Nasik.
Okay, it's in Nasik. Yeah.
Yeah, you are from which city?
I'm from Jharkhand, Dhanbad, Jharkhand.
Jharkhand, awesome. My roommate is also from Jharkhand in Delhi. Yeah. So basically, kahan tha main? So aise chalta raha, then I was in final year. I thought that college is a barrier. I was college is a barrier. Ek bar college khatam ho jayega, mera time rahega, I will work full time on my startup. No studies and no bullshit and everything. So maine aisa socha tha. But you know life kahan se kahan le gayi thi. You never know what will happen tomorrow, or maybe you know don't know what will happen today. After some time, after this podcast, you don't know.
I know it very well.
So yeah. So what happened is, ki dad's business got shut down due to, there was a rule called that hotels are not allowed in the highways or something. Ek rule aaya tha. So usme band ho gaya hotel. And what time pe dad ka accident bhi hua tha major wala. So yahan pe matlab ye side pe thoda dhakka laga, you know mind ka. ऐसे ही होता है, मतलब दिमाग के साइड पे धक्का लगता है तो ऐसे होता है. सो हेल्थ का थोड़ा इशू हो गया था. देन फाइनेंशियली वी वर डायरेक्ट माइनस. आई थॉट दैट आई विल कंप्लीट द कॉलेज एंड आई विल जस्ट इन्वेस्ट माय डैड्स मनी 1-2 lakh, और आई विल टेक अ ब्रेक ऑफ 1 or 2 ईयर एंड आई विल इन्वेस्ट माय डैड्स मनी एंड आई विल स्टार्ट अ स्टार्टअप विद माय फ्रेंड तिलक. मेरा ये प्लान था एक्चुअली. इट वाज अ स्टूपिड, सुपर स्टूपिड प्लान. यू कैन पुट दिस रिकॉर्डिंग इन एजडी आल्सो. इट वाज अ सुपर स्टूपिड प्लान. सो It was a very super stupid plan ki paisa launga aapka aur main business shuru karunga and I will just take a break of 1 year. I will not go ahead with MBA or further studies. This was my plan, but who knows that ki business will go down and in minus. So my dad was in debt. We are still recovering that debt. So I was never knowing that that I will be doing a job in any company. I used to, whenever people used to, my friends used to tell that ki yahan pe opening hai, just go to the interview, we are going for the interview, are you coming? I used to laugh on them, no bro, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, both time I was not mature that enough.
So I understand this, because at India, like couple of years back, it was like, humko bhi rapper banna hai, I want to become a rapper. And now it's something like, I want to become an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur is just like a cool stuff. Exactly. And it's just trending. That's it. Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
In 2016, to be honest, I used to do this. People, my friends used to tell that ye company mein interview ho raha hai, wahan pe vacancies hai, would you like to come with us? I used to laugh with them. I used to tell them that I will hire you one day. It was like, I will build a company after 6 months, once the semesters are completed, once the final year is completed, then we will grow a company and all that. There's bullshit things. And without any practical plan, only theoretical. Then जो फैमिली में क्राइसिस है, इट वॉज बैड, बट वो अच्छे के लिए था, यू नो.
अंडरस्टैंड
दैट वॉज अ बैड थिंग, बट वो अच्छे के लिए था. सो देन आई गॉट माई जॉब. सो रिमेम्बर द डेट 23rd May 2017 पहला जॉब लगा. नहीं एक्चुअली उसके पहले ऐसा था डिजिटल मार्केटिंग मुझे सीखनी थी, देन मैं पुणे गया था. आई एम फ्रॉम नासिक, पुणे गया. तो वहाँ पे एक इंस्टीट्यूट था, आई विल नॉट टेक द नेम ऑन योर शो, आई माइट बी टेलिंग यू आफ्टर दैट
बिकॉज़ दैट्स ओके, दैट्स ओके. या जस्ट कीप इट कॉन्फिडेंशियल. या जस्ट कीप इट.
सो या सो वहाँ गया, देन आई अटेंडेड द डेमो क्लास इन पुणे. So I was interested in digital marketing. So I also know how to build websites and basics and all that, basic digital stuff. And I love to do digital things. So I go on there and मैंने बोला कि मेरे को सीखना है digital marketing. So they said the fees is something 70,000 approx, 70,000 plus GST. It was like that. So at that time I told you family crisis and financial crisis. So what I thought was, let's do a job. Let's go back to Nasik. Let's do a job in MNC. I was getting 12,000 rupees salary. That's grabbed that offer, 12,000 rupees per month, and that was like 12 lakh for me at that type of, that point of time. So I just grabbed that opportunity and I just made a plan that ki 7 mahine mein mere 17,000 ban jayenge. You know, 12,000 into 7, you know, approx 76 to 7 month ka plan tha ki December or January I will go to Pune and I will join that particular institute. This was my plan, but you know, life na sikhani jati hai. But plan failed. मैं बताता हूँ क्या हुआ फिर. मैंने वो जॉब में ज्वाइन किया. फिर आई केम टू नो अबाउट आई विल टेक हिज नेम आकाश डिजिटल मार्केटर, रीजन सुपर ऑसम गाय. सो उनका मैंने कहीं पे ऐड देखा है, कहीं पे व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप पे लिंक देखा. सो ही वाज सेलिंग, ही वाज ही उसके पास एक ही हैज स्टार्टेड कोर्स, सेम करिकुलम इन लो प्राइस. ही वाज चार्जिंग एट दैट टाइम, दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम ही यूज्ड टू चार्ज 5,000. नाउ आई डोंट नो हाउ व्हाट ही चार्जेस, माइट बी 20,000 एट दैट टाइम. Point of time, we used to charge 5,000. So I said, yes, it's too much affordable for me, and you are teaching basics and these things, intermediate level things. So I joined this institute. It was an online institute. So I learned from them basics. He's a super awesome guy. Guys, if you want to learn, then you can contact him, Akash Digital Market. I learned from him basics and all that, intermediate. Still, abhi bhi meri help karte wo. Basics seekha. Then what I thought is, this is the funniest thing of this show, I might be. Then what I thought is, I'm a digital marketing expert. At that 2 years back, I thought that I'm an expert. Akash ne mujhe sikha diya, I'm an expert and I will go and crush it and get clients. I will do this and I will do that. But that's a myth. That was a lie I'm telling to myself. At that time, I used to tell myself, chali maturity apne aap process chahti. I was 20 at that time. I'm 22. So later what happened, I was full of frustration. I was full of frustration. Then I left my job, that MNC wala job. BPO रहता ना, जहाँ पे अपना कुछ काम ही नहीं है, skills waste हो रहे हैं, just go punch and punch out, that kind of job it was, very frustrating. So I left that job and I asked my parents to just give me some time and I will make sure that this, you won't regret about this decision. And just so this. And I'm still say that was my best decision of my life because I left that job actually. So what I did was I joined an internship for free. I was working for someone for free for 3 months. His name is Jay. I call him Jay Bhaiya because main unse pehle se janta tha. So I asked him that I want to work for you. So he said that hamari company mein we don't have any vacancies yet. So I just tell him I don't need any vacancies. I am not charging anything. I will work for free. I just want to learn. Please let me come. Then he told that come, let's talk. So we talked. He liked my attitude and everything, so he hired me as an intern, unpaid intern, because he made a choice. Then I learned website designing over there. I can now build any website. Just show me any website, I can build that on WordPress. So I started slowly. I learned.
Yeah, you have a good skill on WordPress. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, not a kind of expert, but still I'm learning. Still I'm learning new things. So I learned that, and after, guess what? After three months, he paid me. Why? Because he liked my work. We decided that this will be unpaid internship, but after 2 to 3 months, he paid me some money because he liked my work. He said that you got the potential. Now you decide what you want to do in career, if you need any help. So that was kind of a life-changing internship for me. I got to know that, yeah, practice is everything. I'm not an expert. There are many things to learn and how to communicate with people. And he used to take me to the big events like Cloud Bazaar, and he used to organize big events. So he used to take me on that event. I used to meet big people and connection mante rahe. Then I joined a real estate company. Then real estate company, I worked for 3 months and I left. Then I gone to Pune. Then I started freelancing. Then I started freelancing. Then I started podcast in August 2018. The thing is, practice. Last year, I you know what is the funniest thing? In February 2018, I started a blog. My friend, January 2018, I started a blog. And what I used to do, I used to apply black hat techniques on that. Black hat SEO is a technique, means spamming it all. And I thought that I will be a millionaire with this, because my friends, some of my digital colleagues were earning huge money on that. So I thought I would be that, but ऐसी बहुत चीजें हुई, बहुत सारे fuck-ups हुए, इसके बाद I learned many things. So yeah, so there's still stories building. Yeah, and I will tell you one thing. Then after 2 years of experience, you know Abhijit Arya.
Okay. Who doesn't know him? You know, because the best part, I'm not in a marketing, I'm not in something, but in this podcast, I'll reveal this again. I have a screenshot where I have commented on one of his posts that I have a goal for next 5 years that I'll meet 3 persons in personal: Digital Pratik, Gary V, and Abhi Arya. I have mentioned him in a big comment, and I have told that the same way you went to Gary V's office, yes, documented yourself, you interviewed him. In the same manner, I'll do. I commented something like, I'm 20. Before my 26th birthday, I'll be in your office. I'll be interviewing you, and an offline interview. And think what three people I have this thing.
If you want to meet, yeah.
So he just commented. He replied the comment. He told me that I'm happy to do this. Fix a time and come over. So I have planned that whenever I'll buy a camera and whenever I'll get the moment and whenever he's in country, like he's in Vancouver now, I'm actually following you. I'm actually following him. I'm actually following the person whom I'm following it thoroughly. Like I know what is the next move. Like I have seen your story when you came back, like you came to Delhi from Nasik, and that's where the secret begins for whom you work. Yeah, I know it. So you continue. Yeah, I know that.
I haven't revealed officially this particular thing, but today on your show, I'm revealing this, that I will tell you the story ke saath reveal karunga main.
True.
So in March 2019, there was a summit called Online Millennial Summit. It was very good. Maape sab experts se, and there was a guy called Mobed. He interviewed everybody.
Yeah, so I know that. Online Millennial Summit.
7 to 8 months.
Yeah.
So I saw his interview of Abhijit Arya, Abhi Arya. So I was kind of super impressed. I told myself what kind of guy he is. I was
never same thing happened
that
with
I
me.
Will be working for him. Yeah. So then I approached him. I sent him a video, micro video, that telling him that I'm watching your particular show interview, and I'm super impressed by your story and by your concepts, everything you're sharing in the story, also in the video, in the interview. Then I would like to interview you on my show, Views Talks. So I pitched him. So he just said, yes, I love your style. I love how you pitched me. I sent him a micro video. I will download and send it to you. You can also share it with your followers on IGTV. Then he said, email to my this colleague and booked the time slots. Then he gave me the time slots of 13th of April. Then we recorded the episode. Then guess what? Then I just asked him, is there anything I can do for you? I admire you and I would like to work for you. So he just said what he said. He just asked me one question. First, he asked me basic question that where do you live and everything. Then he just asked me one question that are you ready to shift to Delhi? Just one question. I answered yes. Then he said, come tomorrow. He said, come tomorrow, start working with me.
Yeah. You know, this was the one question. This aura, this, you know, I'm amazed by this aura. You know, a lot of people I have come across, a lot of seen, I'm not in a digital marketing. A lot of, after you posted that story, a lot of DM I got just now is something like, okay, sir, let me know how to start with this, or just let me know how to edit videos. So a lot of DMs I got regarding digital marketing. And I messaged them that, okay, I'm just starting with this. I have no knowledge about digital marketing. I'm basically starting a talk show where I'll be calling a lot of digital marketers, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of other celebrities as well to my show. And I'm just spreading the word of wisdom, what they have achieved in this span of life, about what they are doing now. And that's it. That was the thing. So even I had that comment, and I could relate so much to you that how you came from Nasik to Delhi. You interviewed him. And yeah, you know, that was total confidential.
The
you know,
most important part is still remaining of the story.
So what? I didn't hear you.
Yeah. The main part of the story is still remaining. The story, particularly how I got a job with
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, what I asked them on the conversation, we were just discussing about before the podcast. We were just discussing what we are going to talk on the show, because this was the first time I'm interviewing someone really big who is top notch in the industry. So I was just eager to know what I can ask him and how we can continue the show, what will be the topic. Just like that, 5 to 10 minutes of fresh, healthy conversation with him. So I called him on 7:30. He asked me to call me on 7. He is a totally genuine guy, man, down to earth. He asked me to call on 7:30. I called him. He just said me, Piyush, I'm in the meeting. Can we talk later? I said, yes. And he said me, we'll talk at 11 p.m. I said, yes. Then guess what? He texted me at 11 p.m. Piyush, are you there? He texted me, Piyush, are you there? Are you sleeping or are you there? If you are sleeping, we can talk tomorrow also. I said, I was shocked that this month, the guy who is owning the internet moguls company, team of,
and a lot of hotel business as well, and a lot of multiple business as well. Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. So he's texting me from his side. So I said that this guy is really genuine. He cares for people. He knows when to give time to someone. So I said, yes. Then we had a call conversation. Then we were talking about the podcast show. Then I just tell him, pitched him that, can I work for you? I'm ready to work for वो कुछ बोले उनसे पहले मैंने बोल लिया था because I'm a big fan of Gary Vee and Gary Vee says work for free for everybody you follow.
Yeah, true.
Right? So this was, I just said him that I'm ready to work for free for you for next few months. Next 1 month, maybe 1 to 2 months. So he just, then we just had talk. He was just asking that, am I doing a job or not? Just 1, 2, 3 basic questions like where do I live and what does family do? Just like basic questions. He was not knowing that I'm from Nasik or something. Then he said, are you, because he was aware about my show. He know that I know podcasts and everything. He just asked me, will you shift to Delhi? Just like that. So I was in Nasik. I shifted to Delhi and I was spending around 30 to 40,000 rupees per month over here. His first month was really expensive and working for free for somebody 12 to 14 hours, 16 hours a day. You know, nobody does it.
True.
People used to call me fool, that you're fool. I said, no, I'm learning, man. I want to work for him. I shifted from Nasik to Delhi. Then family circle, and nobody knows me in Delhi. Means this is the first time I'm traveling in Delhi. And I was working for him for free for 2 months. Then guess what? He offered me a job. He said that I'm impressed from your work. Let's work together for a long-term period. So now I'm still, by the grace of God, I'm still working over here. And he offered me a good job. He offered me a good offer. So I said, yes, let's do it. Let's go for a long term. And he is a really, I would say, a good boss. I will tell you one thing. उन्होंने मेरे शो पे दो बातें शेयर की थी दैट काफी लोग बोलते हैं ना कि एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप कर एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप करना है जॉब करना है यू नो आपको भी मिलते होंगे क्वेश्चंस सो ही सेड दैट डोंट फाइंड अ कंपनी इफ यू आर फाइंडिंग लेट्स से मेनी पीपल आस्क मी हाउ टू फाइंड अ जॉब देन ही जस्ट आंसर्ड डोंट फाइंड अ जॉब मींस डोंट फाइंड अ कंपनी लोग क्या करते हैं कंपनी ढूंढते हैं दिस कंपनी इज बिग ये बड़ी
कंपनी का नाम है बॉस होम यू वांट टू एडमायर एंड लर्न
या एग्जैक्टली फाइंड
I have listened to that podcast.
Find a good boss and just follow him. Yeah, thank you for listening. Yeah, so just follow that particular one boss. Don't follow company. Because if you hate your job, that means indirectly, you hate your boss. So that's the reason. You love your job. Find a good boss. If you will love your boss, then you are never going to hate your job ever.
True.
So that's
totally
the thing
agree
I have revealed on your show, Ankit. So guys, if you're listening, basically everybody know, indirectly everybody know I'm working for him because I've shared his stories and all that and everybody knows. But officially, I'm revealing now on your show, Aniket Mishra show.
That was amazing, right? It was super valuable, the story. You know, a lot of, in our backstory, if we'll go for our Vedas and things, a lot of things have come down to storytelling. And the value provides in the story is immense. Like I'm really impressed by your story. I'm really impressed by the struggles you face and totally risking everything with a lot of money you came back to Delhi, you did it for free, and you got it finally. That's how, you know, people should understand that working for free for a couple of months in the starting is very important. You'll understand the work culture, you'll understand a lot of things, you'll learn a lot of things, and that doesn't go in waste. Like a lot of people say, oh, why should I work for free? You know, he's not paying me, I should get paid. So basically you need to understand for what you are going to be paid. You don't have a like very professional skills, exactly, or something. So what you get paid is not in the form of money, but you get paid in the form of exposure. You get paid in form of immense learning. You get paid in the form of, exactly, a good work culture. Yeah. You need to understand that thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would like to tell you one thing that,
yeah,
if somebody's telling you that, why should I work for free? If somebody's asking, why should I work for free? This is the second time I'm working for free for somebody. First time I told you used to work for Jay Bhaiya. Jay Unfolded is the company name. And now for Aviarya. Why? What was the reason? Because look, do tarike se socho that I'm, agar aapko kuch seekhna, you will join a course or you will invest your time or something. So I was telling myself that meko free mein seekhne ko mil raha hai. I'm learning for free. You know, I'm not doing job for free. I'm learning for free. I'm getting knowledge from industry expert for free. Not I'm doing job for free. I'm learning for free. I'm working with him for free. I'm meeting with him for free. His consultation meeting and consultation calls, I don't know the exact price. He charges in lakhs for meeting. You know, it's a business. In business meetings for consultations,
yeah,
like 80,000, 90,000, 1 lakh, 2 lakh. But I'm meeting him for free. So that's the reward I'm getting. I'm not working.
True. Most of people don't understand that. Yeah, true. Absolutely.
Exactly. So this is the way to find the right boss. That's, yeah, that's my
100%. You know, it's super valuable. Super valuable. And yeah, so we end up a small segment of story lying and everything with Piyush. We start with the Q&A session. A lot of questions I have got from the audience when I mentioned about the story.
Yes, yes, please ask. Please,
so
please ask.
Let's start with the Q&A session. So it starts from what it takes to become a digital marketer.
Yeah, as I told you that, let me ask you a question. What it takes to be a cricketer or be a sportsman, be a football player?
So it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of passion inside you.
Yeah, exactly. Along with this, you need one thing. Whether it's a football or whether it's cricket or whether it's gym, bodybuilding, you need practice.
True.
As my mentor 100%. And my guru Gary V says, practice. It's digital marketing is like football, a cricket. You can say if you want to learn bowling, then you can read bowling. You gotta do it. If you want to play cricket, you gotta do it. You can't just sit over here and sit with Sachin Tendulkar or Mahendra Singh Dhoni and have a talk and you will go to play World Cup. No, you gotta do practice, immense of practice, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Every day you will learn new skills and every day you will sharpen new skills. Every 15 days you will pull a kid. Yeah, this is the new thing I'm learning. I'm getting more energy. So it is like, it takes practice to be a digital marketer. That's it.
That was
this
amazing.
Is what I'm not telling this. This is what my guru, Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary B says, and also my elder brother, Digital Pratik says.
Yeah, 100%. That was amazing. Yeah. What do you consider him as?
Pratik as an elder brother. Yeah, he's
elder brother.
I have met him 3 to 4 times. Had lunch with him. I also had dinner with him. So he's a really nice guy and super humble guy. That's the reason I follow him.
100%. Yeah, he's also in the one of the list. Like I told you, like I have three people to get interviewed. Gary V, Digital Pratik and Aviarya. So that was amazing. I just had a consultation call with Digital Pratik.
Okay, awesome.
That's so amazing. I just yeah, 100%. Like I just record that part and I used useful content and I posted as a podcast. So I made it too benefited by it. Yeah, and so I just want to add up to that thing that about learning the theory part and doing the practical. See, when you talk about doing for free, so I'm just bringing that point back. When you talk about doing for free, so it's something like if you are enrolling in the course, like you had an opportunity or to enroll in a course, which cost you around 70,000 rupees. So I'm just saying that if you are enrolling in a course, so there are, you know, a 50% chance of you getting to a big shot company or things like that. But if you are actually practically just going and doing the job into MNC or into a firm, you actually learn more. You are actually doing that job. You are not just reading about it. But just you mentioned it was a fantastic, you know, tip for a lot of people.
I would like to add add a point on this. And if you are working for free, then please go for a startup. Don't it's your choice. You can also go with MNC. But if you will go for a startup, you will learn many things. You will learn, as Jack Ma also says, that always be part of small company first, then go with big. In MNC, you will not learn many things. You
100%.
Will not learn leadership skills, or you will not learn discipline and everything. Many things are there. In startup, you will learn. You will learn uncertainty, like any project is coming on end time and you need to do a night shift on your company. In startups, you will learn these things. You will learn discipline, you will learn a culture, and you will learn how industries, how company grows from this to this. Okay, and one more point I would like to add. Many people tell you, you added a good point, acha point bataya aapne, that ki, what I'm learning, what I'm getting over there. What can you hear me? Yeah, what I'm getting in that internship. Look, if you want to learn Facebook ads, as I told you, you got to practice it. How will you practice it? What you need to practice it? What do you need?
You just
need money.
Money, true.
If you don't have money, in internship, you are investing that particular company's money, right? Right? You're investing his or her money, company's money. So you got to know, it's his money. You are taking the risk, investing his money. You are running ads on 10,000 per day, 20,000 per day, maybe 1,000 rupees per day. Like Google, you are running Google ads, you are running email marketing campaigns. I run many things over here. You know, ClickFunnels charge, ClickFunnels ka jo plan hota hai, it costs around 21 to 22,000. If agar main khud karne jaun to it will cost me that. But here I'm using for free.
True.
Zapier is a tool which costs around 10,000 per month. I'm using here for free. So this is the kind of reward we can say, or learning we can say.
100%. That was truly valuable. You know, a lot of audience and a lot of people listening to this will totally get the depth knowledge about why you should work for free for a couple of months in the starting to get immense value from that intern or whatever you are doing, or freelance work or whatever you are going to do. You'll get immense work. Just go and do free working for a big, you know, you need to find a good boss. What Piyush mentioned, it's super valuable. You need to find a good boss whom you like to work with, and then just go pitch him out that I want to work for free for a couple of months. And yeah, that's it. So it will be really valuable. So another question we got from the audience was, is doing course from institution is good, or learning backend, whatever you learn? Like, you had an option to go enroll in the course, but you did not. You just learn a basic from somewhere and then you enroll from your back home job, like back home work you started with, and you learn from yourself.
Exactly.
And so what opinion you have on it? Like, people should go to institution and learn digital marketing, or they can learn themselves?
Look, it depends on the person who is learning. In my case, I'm a little bit fast learner. You're also a fast learner. That's the reason you're doing this kind of good, amazing shows and editing skills. And you're a fast learner. That aapka show bata deta hai, you're a fast learner. I'm also kind of a fast learner. I like to go in depth of the things. Like, I heard podcasts from Gary Vee, then Rohit Manglani, then I got into it depth. So this is what, if you are not fast learner, if you can start with YouTube. Nowadays, YouTube, just search how to do digital marketing. What is digital marketing? What is SEO? What is Facebook? You will get hell lot of videos
knowledge
over there.
100%. Yeah.
Free. Digital Pratik is also providing value. He's having a Digital Pratik University. You can also go with Saurojain.com.
Saurojain,
you can also go with Ankur Agarwal. He's a new guy. He just launched.
Ankur Agarwal.
5 months back, he launched. Yeah, Ankur
Agarwal. Yeah, I know.
I will send you the link also. You
can, I know. I'm not a digital marketer, but I have an eye on everyone.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's the reason I told you, you're a fast learner and you like to go in depth in things. So like this, you can follow these three people, Saurav Jain, and obviously Gary Vee ko to follow karna hai. And Saurav Jain, Digital Pratik, and Ankur Agarwal. I haven't seen courses, but I heard that he's giving good knowledge.
I just enrolled when I just started with this. I didn't have any knowledge, but I just enrolled in, Deepak Kanak Raju. He's from Bangalore.
He's also having a course.
Gaurav Bhardwaj is having a course. Gaurav Madan sir is having a course. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of other entrepreneurs and a lot of digital marketers are also having. So you have immense value. You have immense a lot of knowledge in free, for free.
Yeah.
You can enroll in any of the courses and just get value for the starting. Yep.
Yeah, I will tell you what difference is actually. Some people get confused and some people get lost. Means like, what should I do, this or this? Then in that case, you can go with institute. If you don't have that financial support from your home, that really find not a problem. You can also get a job and earn money. Or else, second option is that then find a crash course, just like I did Akash Digital Marketing for 5,000 rupees at that point of time. I don't know the price of this particular time. So it might be 10 to 20 or I don't know. But you can do this also, or else you can follow this 4-5 giants and you will just. Neil Patel is a good guy.
Neil Patel, 100%. You missed out him.
The thing is, Ankit, I would like to add, you institute mein jao, you can go to any college. You will pay 10 lakh, 20 lakh for digital marketing. There are institutes who charges 5 to 6 lakhs per year. You won't believe.
And I've seen a lot of ads.
Yes, college kind of thing. That are not institutes, that are colleges. This they're treating it as a business. So yeah, whether you are going in that institute or whether you are learning from YouTube or Google or maybe for free or maybe in a 5,000 rupees course, the thing is how much you are applying.
100%.
Doesn't matter. I'm sitting with Mahendra Singh Dhoni and he's teaching me cricket. But if I'm not holding the bat and going into ground and in the morning 5 a.m., then it doesn't mean that Dhoni is teaching me or maybe.
True. Getting knowledge from the giants is not enough. You have to go all in and actually execute more on this. And to get the actual result, you need to go on for execution mode. 100%. That was
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So just like I told you, I used to procrastinate back then in 2016.
Yep.
I had learned marketing. I can do startup. I'm an entrepreneur. But it was a lie. I was telling to myself. Then this is a journey. I practice. It's all about practice. The more you practice, the faster you practice and you will grow.
Yeah.
I'm still practicing. Oh, in this 2 months, I've learned many things from this AVRS internship.
Yeah, I know. I'm really happy for you. And I just want to share this message that before you become something, before you become an entrepreneur, before you become a digital marketer, just don't go and keep on branding yourself as a digital marketer. As Piyush mentioned, it's super valuable point that he mentioned himself as a digital marketer when he had something like 0.001% of the knowledge of digital marketing field. He mentioned himself way back. But actually now, as I mentioned him as a social media gangster, because I have seen his work, because he is actually applying that thing.
I'm still not that.
Yeah, you are still learning, but for me and for a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs or aspiring people who are love for the digital marketing, for them you are a gangster because you are literally applying a lot of things and you are actually doing a good job. You know, I have seen a lot of PowerPoint presentation you are presenting in Nashik. You are holding a workshop for leads, for LinkedIn, for personal branding and a lot of things. Like I don't have good knowledge about it, but whatever I see, I go into depth. I just search something, I learn, and I just keep it with me that I know this is not going to waste.
Yeah.
And somewhere or the other, I'll just be applying.
Yeah, actually, exactly. And you have a good knowledge. Don't consider that you don't have a knowledge. You have a good knowledge, actually. I'm telling you on this show, I'm telling that after 3 months, there you will see a new Aniket Mishra. Because the way you're growing and the way you're applying things and the speed you are catching up with and the hard work you're doing late nights, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I'm checking out. You might be thinking, I'm not seeing your stories. Yeah, I'm seeing. I don't do message to anyone because I just suddenly see. But yeah, I'm seeing your story, watching your stories. You are hustling 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the night. You're in the morning also. After 3 months, guys, you will see new Aniket Mishra.
This guy is only promoting me. Like I have seen, you have been posting a lot of stories for me. Yeah, I'm really happy and I'm really grateful for this. Thank you so much, Piyush. Thank you so much for this.
That's so, actually you deserve. Yeah.
So another question we got from an audience. I don't remember his name, but I remember. Like I have a friend from Delhi itself. He's Pratham. He's the manager of Fame Network. If you know him. So he just asked me to ask you that, when are you starting with the Facebook ad course? Like, are you starting with this, like starting with the tutorials or something? So he's asking that, when are you starting? So if, are you planning to do a Facebook ad course, something?
Facebook ad course. Yeah, actually, I don't know. Not a paid course, free course. It will be a free course. Let me announce this and let me just promise everybody this on your show. Actually, I'm making many promises on your show and also revealing many secrets on your show. That's really a good part. I just realized. So I will never ever launch a paid course. Whatever courses I will launching in future, or maybe ebooks or anything, blog, anything, would be 100% free. Courses, yeah, in consultation I will charge, but in courses it will be 100% free. It will be available on YouTube or on my blog, piyushkumar.com. I'm working on that, but no, as of now I can't tell you the exact date when it will launch, but yeah, soon I will be launching that course for free.
That's amazing. That's really amazing that, you know, for your audience, a big announcement has been, Piyush will be starting his Facebook ad course for free, and it will be free. Like, whatever courses he'll be adding in future also, all the courses will be free for everyone. So just an add up for that question. I have an another question, just an add up. How to target Facebook audience, like regarding their particular niche? If you are talking about a person who's in good in SEO, a person who's good in PPC or social media marketing. So how should they target their specific audience?
Look, it varies from niche to niche and industry to industry, and maybe let's take example of this digital marketing industry. What I can do is I can select the cities. I will do a keyword research. I will find out which city of India is searching more for this particular term, and always go in city basis or state basis. Don't directly target whole India. Then you will realize, look, I will tell you one thing. Nobody knows their targeted audience. Yeah, means you know targeted audience. I want to target people from 25 to 40. I know that. But you need to do split testing. Create 4 to 5 ads with different interests. In one, you will add interest of Neil Patel, consider example. Second, you will add interest of Gary Vaynerchuk. Third, you will add interest of entrepreneurship. Fourth, you will add interest of some other things. Fifth, you will add other things. Then run the ad for 3 days. Test which ad is working, which interesting you giving you good response. Then you will get to know that means which is my, which interests are working, just like you asked me, which interests are working. And always research before creating an ad.
Yeah, before going to the battle. Yeah, split testing also. Yeah, true. So before you go on and tackling the audience, do a good homework and go. And if you know your audience, like, You don't know your audience. As Piyush mentioned, you don't know your audience, exact audience. You just go with a, you know, blind eye test. You do a lot of split test for that, run a lot of campaigns and see what works for you. And then you can actually go on retargeting it. I learned just something regarding Facebook Pixel or something, where you get to retarget a lot of audience.
Yeah, I will tell you what exactly it is. So let me just complete that audience part. You basically know your audience, but technically you don't know. You got to find it. Let's say you are a travel and tourism company. Let's say you are a travel and tourism company of Manali. Then what? Go to Google Trends, search terms related to that. What people search, like Delhi to Manali route or something like that. I'm just giving an example. I have never worked for this particular niche. Search over that, then you will see top 5 cities and top 5 states, sub-regions of that particular keyword. Then you can use that particular cities and states in Facebook ads and target that cities. So here you can save your money. I learned this technique from Kevin David. He's a Facebook.
Kevin David. I know him. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Kevin David. Yeah, he's a super awesome guy. I learned from him this thing. Google Trends. Go to Google Trends and just search particular keywords, and you will get to know top cities and top sub-regions and maybe other keywords.
Yeah, working on keywords is an
essential. Yeah, exactly. And your question was that how to retarget that pixel. Yeah, pixel is a basically a code which will be installed on your website. There's also code of Google remarketing also. This is Facebook. It has pixel. It will be installed on your website. Then you can target anyone. Let's say I'm running an e-commerce store and you have been coming to my website and you just saw a product, but you didn't purchase. I will retarget you. I will, maybe I will show you a coupon of 5%. Then next time you came and you just added that particular product in cart, but you haven't made purchase. Maybe it was too late, or maybe you don't have money, or maybe you're thinking of second choice, or you maybe there might be n number of reasons. Okay, so I will retarget you again with the 10% coupon. Then maybe you came to my website, or another person came to my website. He added to cart. He clicked on checkout also. He filled his details, but he haven't placed the order. He haven't made that payment. Usne paise nahi diye. Usne payment ab tak kiya nahi. So what I'll do is I will retarget him again. I will give him 15% off, maybe 20% off, maybe another product or something like that. So this is how retargeting works. आप कभी Amazon पे जाते होंगे तो आपको देख you might be मैंने experience किया मैं recently
मैं I know MacBook. When you so, go to the Amazon you check something and the same thing which targets it, and if you are not buying that product and you are going to the final page then this it comes suddenly in your news feed of Facebook or Instagram, that particular ad. Yes. And that's how it works.
Stories, and also you get emails, yep. SMS, and you also you get in website ads, YouTube ads. So this is how retargeting works. So this yep. is the basic concept I'm telling. There are technical things. It's super easy. You can just search how to install Facebook Pixel, and you can also follow Kevin David for Facebook ads. It's super awesome guy.
Yep. Yeah. And another question. So I have like few more questions, and something that what is something which is best for digital marketing? Like a person who's getting into digital marketing, what's best for the beginners? Should he focus on social media? Should he focus on blog? Should he focus on social media or e-commerce? And just an add up to the question. I have seen that blog isn't dead yet. But a lot of people are not reading a lot of long posts or, you know, going to the blog and reading blogs. I've seen it's much of video content viraling in day-to-day life. So I don't have a good knowledge, but this is what I have observed in a couple of days. So what's your point on this? Okay, so what this should beginner do it?
This is the very
common stage.
Yeah. Actually, this is a very common question people ask me. And I also used to ask people when I was a beginner 2 years back. When I was starting out, I was not knowing what should I do. Digital marketing is like ocean. You can't be expert in every particular part of every niche of digital marketing. There are many things like SEO, as you mentioned, that Google ads, social media, SEO, e-commerce. Now that there is chatbot, every day new things are coming. Alexa skills, voice search, voice SEO. So look, my answer would be, without practicing anything, without testing anything, you can't decide what you love.
True.
Just like, what's your favorite food, Ankit?
So my favorite food is, you know, pani puri, that junk food. I like it a lot. But the pani puri khana bahut pasand.
Awesome. Yeah. Mine is chicken biryani actually.
Okay.
So how you decided that that is your favorite food? After eating that or after imagining that, oh, this can be my favorite food?
Actually, after trying a lot of dish and finally concluding that, okay, this is something which I love a lot.
Exactly. Might be in future you will get some really nice dish better than pani puri. Possibilities.
Yeah, 100%.
Same for me. I used to eat aloo parathas, was used to my favorite. Still it are my favorite, but second number after biryani. So how I decided it's my favorite after testing this particular things. Without testing, you can't decide that this is your favorite. The same in digital marketing, without testing 5 things, you can't decide which is your thing. Just like my mentor Gary Vaynerchuk says, let's say you got 4 options in your head. You got either I should do e-commerce, either I should do chatbot marketing, or either I should do SEO, or either I should do social media marketing, like video kind of things, podcast. Then Gary Vee says that try 4 things in 2 years, 6 months each.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I have also mentioned something, I think in a podcast when I was a guest, or maybe in a video, I don't remember that. You know, I think maybe in a DM. So testing, you know, if you have a lot of interest, if you have a lot of, you know, you are getting eye catching in this thing, you are getting this thing, you are getting this thing, you can actually divide that thing. It was something, how to convince your parents for your liking and things like that. The video was something basic on, it was based on this thing. So he mentioned about dividing it into 6 months, trying each of everything, other like all that 4 of things. In 4 segments, dividing into 6 months each, and then actually after testing that, you'll come to know that what should I go further with. Yeah, 100%. That was super valuable.
I would like to share my funny experience with you guys. I was into social. I'm doing Facebook ads and all that. I hate SEO because I tried and it's kind of bore for me. I tried, but it's kind of bore. I don't know why I don't like SEO.
Yeah, it's all obvious. It's something, you know, you don't love everything.
It doesn't mean that I hate people who do SEO. It doesn't mean that I don't know that. Because many of my friends might be watching this and are into SEO experts and doing good in SEO. They might be kill me after this particular episode. It doesn't mean that I love SEO. SEO is a good technique, but I don't know that. I don't love doing that. So I love social media. And I also used to ignore email marketing. I used to consider that email marketing is this and it's shit and it is. I used to consider, honestly speaking to you. And it's not that much. I used to consider that I don't want to learn it. I don't want to try it. Just like I don't know why I was not trying. But after coming to here, working with Aviarya, I'm handling his project. I'm not allowed to actually share everything with you.
Yeah, that's okay. That's something.
So I'm handling one of the project. So the email marketing and integrations is one of the important part over there, which I'm handling over there, email marketing and Zapier integration. So I started using that and I was like, oh, I'm in love with that email marketing thing now. So means after social media, I love to do that, Zapier integrations and automations. And, you know, there are many things I learned over here. And I got to know that, yeah, this can be powerful for me. Just like this email marketing and social media, these two things.
That was amazing.
Don't judge before. 100%.
You know, it's truly valuable. You know, you don't judge something before you actually even go and try that. That was super valuable advice from Piyush. You go dip inside that thing. You know, you cannot learn swimming until unless you go and jump into the water. That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. So one more question I got it from Heba or something. How to get a good SEO ranking? So just now you mentioned about you are not good at SEO.
Not for me actually. Yeah, I will still answer.
Just basics.
Of my SEO friends.
Yep.
Yeah, basics I will tell you. First I will answer, then I will tell you who to follow for SEO.
Yep.
Because I also did that. Let me give a disclaimer. I haven't ranked any keyword in my life yet. So I'm not eligible to give this answer, but just the basic which I will know. Look, SEO and all things are, this is technique. But after all, what you are showing, what will you rank? If you're ranking your blog, Aniket Mishra, what are you ranking indirectly? You're ranking your content, right?
Yep.
So if your content is not good, then ranking is shit.
True. 100%. If you know your content
is not good, your ranking is shit. If your shukri.com blog sucks, the content over there sucks, then whatever technique I use, let's say I'm ranking on first place, but you're coming to my blog, but you are never coming back because my content is not good. So don't focus on ranking. This is what I'm doing. Focus on the content so that whether you're on any page, people will find you with your domain name.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's really amazing. Like,
and if she really wants to learn SEO, then two of my friends, Shashank Srivastava, you can note it down. You can share with her. Shashank Srivastava and SEO Rana, you can search SEO Rana. And there are many people. Neil Patel is the best.
Four, five people you can follow. Yeah. Shashank Srivastava and SEO Rana. You can go and follow. I'll see if I can just mention that thing if I upload something on my podcast. I'll just mention all the detail about all the IDs and things related to this. Mention it in my description.
Also Neil Patel and Backlinko.
Yeah, Neil Patel and Brankling.
Backlinko.
Backlinko. Okay.
Backlinko. There's a term called backlink and SEO. So that's the reason I think he has kept his blog name Backlinko.
Okay. I know that guy, but I'm forgetting. Like I'm going to a lot of people. I'm stalking a lot of people. I'm seeing whom they are following. A lot of valuable people I came across just going and stalking someone's profile. So that's the time like I have found Kevin David in, I don't know whose profile, but you know, that's the reason I'm just connecting a lot of people. I know a lot of people just because of networking and going out and just doing the work. Actually going and doing the work. That's how you get in.
Yes.
So you mentioned, so this question is now not valid because this question says that how did you learn digital marketing? So if you want to know how did he learn digital marketing, you can go back again and listen it to again and you'll know it, how he came to this thing and eventually working for Oh yeah, yes, sir.
Simple answer in one word is free internships.
Free internship. So this is super valuable. If you want to learn something, just go for the free resources available on Google. And you know, Google is your mother, as Gary Vee mentioned. So just go to Google, just go to YouTube, learn a lot of things, and go and do free internship for big companies, small companies, startups, whatever you feel like. Just go and actually go and put in the work, and then you can actually get the benefit for it. So another question we have. Which form of marketing, from your point of view, is best? Either it's SEO, PPC, or other sub niches like subdivisions of digital marketing. So, from your point of view, what's best?
Yeah, look, I'm not an expert to answer this, but still, I will share my point of view to this particular question. Look, it depends on the product and depends on the service what you're selling. If it's kind of a hotel. Like if you are a owner of a 5-star hotel or you are a hotel with rooms, booking rooms. So Google Ads might be best for you, not social media, because people are searching for hotels on Google, to like 5-star hotel near me, like something XYZ hotel near me, hotels near me, not on social media. So if you are in hotels, then Google Ads is best for you. Then if you are in kind of our kind of thing, like Aniket is doing, like I am doing, then social media works for us. Depend on the product. Or depend on the product and service and brand.
True.
If it's e-commerce, then it works both. People search, buy shoes online, and also interested in whenever you see ad of any shoe, you might be interested in buying that. But in real estate, Google Ads works best, not Facebook as much as Google.
Because actually people go and search it on Google and not on Facebook. Yeah. They buy property on Google.
On Google, not on Facebook. But you can retarget them on Facebook as a
Facebook as well. Yeah.
So, yeah. In case of retargeting, both works, but still depend on the product. So product, it's all about product.
So that was it from the Q&A session. We have a lot of value coming from straight from the man himself. And just ending up this podcast, the last question which I would like to ask is, what's your purpose for life? This the two basic questions: what's your story, and when I end this thing, I ask, what's your purpose and how you're trying to like go in the long run and impact more and more people. So what's your purpose and how you're going to do it?
So yeah, great question. Again, I can say a question which I'll change the answer, truth answer. Look, I never lie any question, which I know I know, which I don't know I don't know.
That's it.
So if you answer the purpose, still I'm finding my purpose. Still I'm finding my purpose. But as of now, my purpose is to train and teach digital marketing to as many people as possible and help as many as people possible. And still I'm finding my purpose. So this is the truth answer I can say.
That was amazing. You know, after listening to this answer, I feel like you need to go all in for your true self. Being true to yourself is the most courageous act you can ever do for your life. Be true to yourself, work with honesty, actually go all in, work hard, work smart until and unless, you know, I stressed on this, you know, first you make it something, you make something from your hard work, and then eventually you can go on for smart working. And being true to yourself is a super, you know, big advice for everyone who's listening to this. And that's how things roll on. Like I'm an ex-pro athlete. I have no knowledge about this field, this digital big industry. But as I started with the content creation, I was very true to it. I did not share my story before, but I had a talk with Shivansh, my uncle Thoughts. And he just told me that you're not bragging yourself. Yeah, he's providing a lot of valuable content. He's in top 100 podcasters in health and lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah, you are connected and he knows me. We know each other. He's really a humble guy.
Yeah, 100%. You know, he just mentioned that you are not bragging yourself. I felt like, okay, if I tell anyone about my story that I was a state record holder or I have been playing a lot of games and things like that. But he said that you're not bragging yourself. You're actually presenting your story in front of a lot of people. And that's how people connect to you. And after that talk, I was blown away, and that's when I decided that I'll share my story with a lot of people whenever I go as a guest in someone's podcast or whenever I'm speaking like in my podcast as well. I'll share my story as I was an athlete and turned a content creator and just doing my thing. So that was it. You need to be true. You need to present your story. You need to be true with your story. You just don't need to add supernatural things to it. Like you were struggling, you didn't have light and you didn't have clothes to wear in your childhood. That's something. If you are using a phone, if you are using this laptop, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. If story is true, if you really don't have this thing, then it's true. If it's not true, then don't share. That's not a story. That's a imaginary thing, I can say.
Yeah, 100%.
And I would also like
one. Yep.
You told me, sorry to interrupt you. I would also like to add one thing. Yeah, this digital marketing and everything is good. You're doing digital marketing, being successful. Everything is necessary. One thing I missed to tell you that one ingredient I could say that or one thing which is very important part in my success and everybody's success is family. Without family, you can't go anywhere. If you're thinking that I will leave my family and I will do this and that, yeah, leaving your home for some good reason, for working for someone, or for good cause, leaving a home but not leaving a home, you know.
Yeah.
I have left my home and I'm in Delhi. It doesn't mean that I've left my home. I come for a few years or few months, but I'm still connected to them. So always be connected to your family. Your family is everything. My family, for me, my family is everything. And because of them, I'm talking in front of you and I'm in the biggest show ever, Aniket Mishra show.
That's again bragging of my show. And he keeps on promoting me. And okay, thank you so much. So I paid you that money for my promotion. Thank you so much. I'll give you the check after this podcast.
Yeah, so I will be waiting for your message.
Lowell, just kidding. Don't take it. Don't take it otherwise. I'm not paying.
I have to seriously now. I will message you again and again. And I will ask more for my check. Actually, yeah, jokes apart, but yeah, you really deserve this words. You really deserve. You are doing a great job. You are really doing a great job. After 1 year, after 2 years, you will be something a different kind of person.
Thank you so much for
I
that.
I added value from your show and to your audience.
100%. That was super valuable.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Since 3 months, I have not created any content.
I was thinking about, then we skip to another question that you are not so much active on social media now. You just, you know, the saddest part I felt was your 180 day challenge. That, you know, after some time it broke and I felt very bad. You know, I was learning a lot of things. I was learning a lot of apps. I was actually going on Google Play and I was thinking, okay, I think he's going to use this app because this app I'm listening from a lot of people. So I was actually going on searching on Google Play, a lot of apps, and I came across a lot of apps. So now I'm, you know, a lot of knowledge which I got from your that 180 challenge, from that knowledge about a lot of apps, I'm now sharing this knowledge with a lot of people who are just starting with the content creation thing. They are telling, okay, I don't have a laptop, so what should I do? So I'm sharing with that Canva app, InShot app, how you created that photo or that video, particular video. So that was super valuable. I would suggest you to just, resume your 180 day challenge again.
So text me. Yeah, I still remember you 1 month back, you told me that you should start, restart that channel. I don't remember the date, but you texted me, I think.
No, I think I was not there.
I don't know. No. Was that many people texted me about this challenge. Yeah, actually, I used to do the challenge. 180 hours was a challenge myself to do this, but unfortunately, I was not able to, because of my fault, I was not able to continue that.
Yeah.
The same reason was in between, in month of May or June, I was feeling totally broken and demotivated, to be frank. So that's the reason I was not able to. This is the excuse for me. I'm giving a bullshit excuse to me. So I don't know. I was feeling low and I was not able to build content. But from your show, I'm feeling confident enough. And my voice and the starting of show was a little low. Now it's energetic. You know, 3 months, wo haath chhod jata hai, teen, matlab,
I know. It's hard to catch up again. Bahut, bahut dikkat hoti hai. Yeah. As an athlete, ye cheez bahut common hai mere liye. Jab bhi injury hota tha, toh I had to go for bed for 6 week rest, 2 weeks rest. And after that injury, phir dar laga rehta tha ki event se pehle injury na ho jaye. So that I'll miss my races and things like that. So you have that mentality, you go down. So that's super value. Like that's super something which is natural. You know, you cannot miss. You have lows, you have ups. So life is something, you know, like that ICU. It goes up, it goes down. That meter we see in the ICU in the movies and things. If you have visited our ICU in real, you can actually see that meter going up and down. So that's how our life goes. We cannot go always on our peak. We cannot go always down. Things will change with time. And We are ending this episode, and I'm really thankful to Piyush for adding such great values, and he answered a lot of questions from the audience, from you people who like a lot of people asked me about this particular question, and Piyush answered everything so efficiently, super valuable. This episode gonna break my record of 60 plays. So I had a record of 60 plays when I first introduced Shivam now. He's a writer of 2 books. I mentioned him. He's super valuable person. When I was like, I have a lot to share with you. I'll not add up something in this podcast. I'm just taking a break from this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and tuning with us. We had Piyush Kukreja, who is a social media gangster, a business marketing consultant and digital marketing consultant, or you can say it. And it was super valuable. Thank you for being us. Thank you for being with us, Piyush. So I fumble a lot in English also. I'm not going to edit this thing because I'm learning and I'm putting.
You're learning, yeah. I saw your previous videos and now it's very well different. It's all about practice. And gym, you just go and you pick the weight of 2 kgs. Then later on, after 6 months, you're picking up 15 kgs. This is about practice.
That's about practice.
Thank you very much for inviting me on your show, considering me us like samajhne ke liye aapke show ke kabil hoon main. Thank you very much, and I hope maine value provide kiya aapke audience ko. I think and yeah, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Piyush. So this was it from this episode. We'll be back with the next episode and with another guest providing a lot of value to you people, to the audience. So that's the motive of this show. Sharing your journey, sharing your story, your experience, your wisdom, and everything. That was it. Be grateful for everyone. Be happy. Practice is the message. What we learned from Piyush is, if you want to learn digital marketing, if you want to learn to play cricket, if you want to learn to play football, or whatever the craft you are trying to achieve, or whatever thing you are trying to do, you need to be true to yourself. You need to practice, practice, practice. And that's all from this episode. We'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much.